U.S. Bitcoin ETFs head for their worst month of outflows. Since launch, U.S.-listed spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds are on track for their worst month of withdrawals since they began trading roughly 2 years ago, according to Bloomberg. Reporting published on June 29, 2026, the funds that absorbed tens of billions of dollars on the way up are now running the largest sustained redemptions of their short history. The timing sharpens the signal. Bitcoin traded near $59,187 as of June 29, 2026, down 0.7% on the day and 6.6% over the prior week. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 16 in extreme fear territory. Ether was around 1,573, off nearly 10% across the week. So the outflows are not arriving during a calm market that shrugs them off. They are stacking onto a broad drawdown. Reading the flows as a demand gauge, spot ETFs turned out to be the single cleanest meter for U.S. institutional appetite. Each creation or redemption maps to real shares bought or sold. So a month of net redemptions is a direct readout that more money is leaving these wrappers than entering. That is a different signal from a price dip driven by leveraged traders on offshore venues. Redemptions reflect allocators trimming positions through regulated brokerage rails. A record month of outflows does not, on its own, mean the ETF thesis broke. Flows are volatile and reverse quickly when sentiment turns. But the magnitude matters precisely because the comparison set is the entire post-launch period, including earlier corrections. This is the heaviest withdrawal stretch these products have logged, which puts a number on how much the institutional bid has cooled. A self-reinforcing loop with price ETF redemptions and spot weakness tend to feed each other. When the price falls, some allocators rebalance out, which forces the fund to sell underlying Bitcoin, which adds to selling pressure. That loop is part of why a 6.6% weekly decline can coincide with record outflows rather than the dip buying that ETF inflows produce through much of the rally. Extreme fear readings have historically marked points where selling is already well advanced rather than just beginning, though that is an observation about past cycles, not a forecast. This is analysis of market structure, not financial advice. The honest read today is narrow. Institutional demand expressed through ETFs is contracting at its fastest pace yet, and the price action is consistent with that, the knock-on for the rest of the market. The drawdown is visible across crypto-linked equities and treasury plays. Strategy's stock slid below $100 as Bitcoin cracked $60,000, a reminder that leveraged Bitcoin proxies move faster than the asset itself. The current weakness has also tracked a broader risk-off move, with a NASDAQ tech sell-off spilling into digital assets earlier in the cycle. Supply data tells a parallel story of stress. The amount of Bitcoin sitting in an unrealized loss recently hit a record 10.83 million BTC, meaning a large slice of the network is holding coins bought above current prices. Holders underwater and institutions redeeming at the same time is the kind of alignment that defines a fear-driven phase. Practical reading for crypto holders. For anyone holding Bitcoin as a long-term position or funding a crypto card from a volatile balance, the takeaway is about exposure timing, not panic. A spend balance denominated in BTC loses purchasing power in a 6.6% weekly slide, which is the case for keeping near-term spending money in stablecoin balances rather than a volatile asset you intend to swipe at a card terminal soon. That separation of save in BTC spend from stable holds up best in exactly this kind of tape. The metric to watch from here is whether redemptions slow into month end or accelerate. A sharp reversal in daily flows would suggest allocators are treating extreme fear as an entry. Continued net outflows into July would extend the record and signal that the institutional cooldown has further to run.